Good morning and welcome to another edition of Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and it's great to be here with you. You can listen to podcasts of the previous few episodes of Saturday Sunrise by going to our website. Click on About Us Then, Saturday Sunrise. Well, it's great to have this guy return to the show, and I have learned a lot from him when I was at Eastern Illinois University. Lover of coffee, Atlanta Braves baseball, and Kid Rock, it is Jeff Owens. Jeff was my manager at Hit Mix 88.9 WEIU, the college's radio station. And Jeff, it's great to have you here this morning. So I got to start off with this. You know, the Major League Baseball season just wrapped up recently. It was a shortened season due to the pandemic. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series. I just want to know, what did you think of the shortened season as a whole?
First of all, thanks for having me on again, Derek. It's always good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing so well down there in the Fairfield area. You know, I didn't mind the shortened season. It was fun. I liked the rule changes. I thought it made it for an exciting season. And then the playoffs were really good. Being a Braves fan, I had my hopes up there for a little bit, and then they got shattered once again. But overall, I mean, it was fun that we got some sports in. I mean, I think people, you know, the sports fan loves to get sports, and we missed over 100 games of baseball, but we got 60 in plus the playoffs, and so you got to be happy with it, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. It brought some normalcy, you know, to the country as a whole, especially also if you're a baseball fan. And I was going to talk about your Atlanta Braves. You know, they finished first in the NL East with a 35-25 record in the postseason. You kind of hinted upon that a little bit. They won the league wild card game against Cincinnati. They beat Miami in the divisional series, and then fell to the eventual champion Dodgers in seven games. I thought Atlanta was actually going to pull that one out. But, you know, how would you evaluate the Braves' performance this year? Because I think as a Braves fan, I mean, you got to be happy about what they did.
Yeah, I was excited. I mean, we haven't won a series in a while. So it was nice to, you know, get by the Reds and get by the Marlins. And then, you know, when we played, we got up the 2-0 on the Dodgers. I'm thinking maybe. I have my doubts. When we went up 3-1, I thought, you know, all we got to do is win one out of three games. But, you know, we could not do it. And we had a chance in game six, a chance in game seven, and, you know, failed. The Dodgers are a good team. There's no doubt about it. They got a lot of star power. I think the Braves are pretty close to the Dodgers in terms of, you know, talent. It's just the Dodgers have a little bit more experience, and their better players came through in the clutch in game six and seven, where the Braves' best players didn't come through in the clutch. Acuna and Freeman and, you know, Ozuna really in game six and game seven didn't do what we needed them to do. And, you know, and that's what happens. And that's why the Dodgers are the champs. But you know, I feel confident going ahead that the Braves will be in a competitive team for years to come. We have a good nucleus to build around.
Yeah, I was going to say for the Dodgers, going back to them, you and I talked about this before on here, I think, but it seemed like the Dodgers, they were one of the favorites in the postseason. And then they just kind of sputtered. But in this case, for the Dodgers, you know, they were able to win the World Series. And I know there's a few Dodgers fans here in town. One of them actually, he passed away several years ago, was my geometry teacher. And you know, I mean, happy for the Dodgers fans out there, as it seemed like for years, they're like, man, it was kind of that like elusive World Series title. And then it finally happened.
Exactly. The only disappointing thing, I think, was the Justin Turner incident after the World Series when he went out onto the field after being diagnosed with COVID. And I thought that Major League Baseball should have done a little better job of not allowing that. I thought that put a little damper on the thing. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. But, yeah, you got to give them credit. They won it. And over a very good Tampa Bay team. Those Tampa Bay Rays, with not a lot of star power, you know, took them to game six and played well. And so it was a good baseball season. It was fun to have baseball back, and we'll see what transpires now that we're in the middle of football season heading into the holiday season.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about your Braves here. I know if you had to make a prediction, what do you think the Braves are going to do this offseason? You know, who do you see them going after? What areas do they need to improve in?
I think that they got to decide what they're going to do with Ozuna, because that's the key, whether or not they're going to try to re-sign him and leave him in left field or the DH, if they have the DH. That would be the big one. And other than that, I think the Braves are always looking at veteran starting pitching. I think they'll try to find one veteran starting pitcher And they'll have to decide what they're going to do at catcher. They got Darnold back for one more year, but I think Flowers is kind of the end of his run. So they'll see if they'll go get a catcher or go with one of the young guys. And I think that's really it. I don't see a lot of changes, maybe a bat for the bench, but you know, those are guys that are going to, that you're going to find later on. I think the neat thing about free agency this year is there's not a lot of money that these teams have with the shortened season and no fans. So you're going to see players that would take a long time to sign because they're going to have to accept less money than they ever have. And so it'll be a late signing. I think you're going to get into almost spring training before players sign. And some of us are not going to know what our favorite teams' lineups and rosters look like almost until probably mid-March.
And I was thinking about that, too, because, you know, spring training is only like, I looked ahead to the Atlanta Braves schedule, it's only February. So, I mean, we're talking just a few months away from that. So, it's going to be interesting off season. And I think I could see Atlanta going for a veteran pitcher. I know Adam Wainwright has been involved in that conversation.
Yeah, I heard Wainwright was there. He's an ex-Brave. Well, he just came up with the Braves. Trevor Bauer's name's been mentioned, but I think he's going to want too much money. They're going to see if, you know, Cole Hamels was on the Braves roster, then, you know, really never pitched this year for him, see if he wants to come back, and we'll go from there. I don't think that, knowing the Braves, they're not going to overspend for somebody. And with a couple of those young guys who came on strong, Bryce Wilson comes to mind at the end of the season, I think that they don't have to overspend. We've got enough arms. That's as long as Soroka comes back from his injury. That was the big loss of the year when Soroka went down with the Achilles, because he was really the ace of that staff when you think about it. And so if he comes back healthy, I feel confident the Braves will be right there.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. Jeff Owens on the phone with me here this morning. We were talking about some Atlanta Braves baseball. Now, Jeff, just to the just about an hour north of you, you live in Mattoon, and you know, the Illinois Fighting Illini and the Brad Underwood era are coming in with high expectations, as they are the preseason top 10 in the AP top 25 poll in men's college basketball, led by Odesumu and Kofi Coburn. I know you follow the Illini. What are your thoughts about this year's team?
I think this is the one year in the past, since the 05 team, that everybody is really excited about. Obviously, they've got some star power in Io and Kofi. They've got, the senior I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, Trent Frazier?
Yeah, Frazier. Sorry, thank you, Double D.
Yeah.
Frazier's back. You know, he's back. Georgie is supposedly in really good shape. The two transfers that were ineligible last year, you know, Culberson and Grandison, are up. You got the young stud out of Peoria, and the Ancrabello. So I think you've got a really big nucleus of players. The only thing I caution Illini fans are, don't panic early if you don't see what you like. These guys are all coming in and trying to learn new players and new ways to play basketball together. So don't expect you to win every game 100-40 those first few weeks. With COVID and all the stuff that's going on, it's going to take a while. But again, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I look for the Illini, without injuries and no COVID issues, to be right there as we head into late March. I think they're going to be a potential number one seed going into the tournament, and to be reckoned with when you think of the star power and the depth. I mean, they're almost 11 to 12 players deep right now, which, if you do have a COVID issue, that means you have some luxury and you have some working room there, and Underwood will have that team ready. And I didn't even mention the Williams kid, who doesn't play a lot of offense but is a defensive stopper. So you got to like this team and you got to like their chances.
Absolutely. And, if there was one area – you talked about how deep the Illini are, the star power. If there is one area that can be a weakness for the Illini, you know, what is it in your eyes, and how can they improve in that area?
Well, the one thing is, I don't mean to disparage the Williams kid, but since he doesn't score, when you go on offense, you know, you don't really have to guard him. So you can put two guys on Coburn. You can double team Io or Frazier if they're hot, because Williams doesn't score. I look to see Williams not in the starting lineup later in the year. I think Corbello or the Miller kid will move in there because they're going to need offense. So Williams is kind of the key. If he can provide any offense, then it's a plus. they're a little, you know, they're not deep at the power forward at the center positions. They've got three or four kids that are going to rotate, I think, in there. So Coburn and Georgie can't get into foul trouble. I know Berdonk is supposedly healthy now, and then they've got the other 7-foot freshman who I don't think will provide much help this year. So they're a little weaker there. But I always like the fact that they can maybe go 4 or 5 guard small forwards and just run up and down the court, kind of like the old Flying Illini. So I think that, you know, the weaknesses are, you know, front court and then Williams on offense.
See, I was thinking that too, especially with the front court, because if Kofi gets in foul trouble, then, you know, they're going to have to turn to Georgie and play him at the 5. And especially, you know, with the bigs, you know, down low, I think that could be their Achilles heel. You know, if you get Kofi in foul trouble, Georgie gets in foul trouble. But I like how there's some versatility in the lineup. You know, if you want like a 4 guard, you know, like a big man lineup, there you have it. Or if you want to go big against some of the bigger opponents, then, you know, maybe you have like 2 or 3 forwards in there. But then again, that's kind of a risk too, because, you know, the big man depth, not nearly as high as the guards.
Yeah. Hey, the Hamlin kid from Danville, or no, from Lincoln, I'm sorry, you know, if he improves a little bit, can give you a couple minutes up front. But yeah, they're a little weak up front for sure.
All right, Jeff, you know, let's talk about Eastern Illinois men's basketball here. I saw that they were actually projected, I believe, 5th in the OVC. I know Josiah Wallace returns. I know he played against Fairfield several years ago. So talk about EIU men's basketball. How do you think they'll rank?
Double D or Derek, I did not get to hear all that question. I think you were talking about the OVC, so I'm assuming you're talking about EIU, men's and women's basketball.
Yeah, that's correct.
If that's the case, I believe that they're both are going to be better this year. The men, I think, have a great returning nucleus, and they've got a couple of recruits that are coming in, both a big and a small guard out of Minnesota. The women, I think, will have their best team in a long time, and I think Matt Belant will have the EIU women's team, you know, contending for the OVC title and hopefully beyond. I look forward to EIU basketball. The only problem is, of course, you're going to have to listen to it on our radio station or catch it on ESPN3 when you pay, because right now no fans are going to be allowed into Lance Arena this year. But EIU men's and women's basketball should be fun to watch or listen to this fall and winter.
All right. Jeff, I got one more question here. This is not sports related here, but I just happen to think this. I mentioned earlier you're a big fan of Kid Rock. We've talked about that before in the past, but like after this pandemic is over, we get back to normal with our normal lives, what is the first concert you will attend?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I don't know. It all kind of depends on the when and where, but I would definitely like to go to some outside concert next summer. Kid Rock and AC/DC, maybe the rumors of them coming back to the States with this new album coming out would be one of the ones. And depending on who some of the local acts around here, Bagelfest has a big act. But right now, obviously, it'd be Kid Rock or AC/DC would be my top two choices.
I could see you right now at the concert, you having yourself like 2 mugs of coffee and you're just slamming down both mugs of coffee. I could see you doing that actually.
Coffee, Double D. What are you talking about?
You're a big coffee guy, so I mean, I can see you doing that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think everybody wants this pandemic to be over, and unfortunately, right now in Illinois, it's not getting any better. As you know, the numbers are up, but if we can get through winter and maybe this vaccine will help, and maybe enough time will come that next summer we can be talking on this thing about concerts and baseball and things getting back to normal, because that's, I think, what everybody wants for sure, Derek.
All right, real quick question. You're just having to think of this one. Your Steelers are off to a great start. Talk about them for a moment.
I'm a knock on wood every time somebody talks about my Steelers. Yeah, 8-0, winning ugly, but you know what? I would rather win ugly than lose pretty, right? I like our team. Our defense, I think, is really is world championship level. Our offense is coming around. Special teams are still horrible for the Steelers. It's always been our Achilles heel. But, you know, I can't complain at 8-0. It's fun. I can't wait to every Sunday to get here to watch those games. And I'm looking forward to, you know, tomorrow, Bengals and Steelers, 3:25 start. You know where I'll be. I'll be on my chair with my cup of a Cherry Coke watching the game.
All right. Well, hey, Jeff, it's always great to chat sports with you and about life. And thank you for what you've done for me over the years. I greatly appreciate it up there at Eastern and also after Eastern. I always like reading your Facebook post and also keep it up to date with what's going on up there at the college radio station. And again, thank you very much for your time here this morning.
Well, thank you, Derek. We're all proud of you here and what you do down there for the Fairfield area. I know that you you don't only do the sports. You do all kinds of stuff to make sure that area is safe and informed and entertained. So keep up the good work, and we'll stay in touch. And I am value, and I value as a friend very much. Have a great holiday season, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Again, that was Jeff Owens, and always great chatting with Jeff. Hey, that does it for Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday, and be safe.